RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, we got a lot of snow last night, so be careful on the roads. It was bad last night, and then this morning I thought it was crystal clear. So I thought it was easy getting in town. Did you have trouble getting downtown?
Not too bad, only because I think most people are at home still, right, over the holiday break. So I think that helps a little bit. And I have to deal with any of that construction on 90, which is an issue, and it's going to be so going forward. So, hey,
am I supposed to criteria for West Side?
Yeah, going where?
Because the East Siders were so used to.
Speaking of West Siders, I got to give a happy birthday shout out to my Ohio State roommate, Billy Plagans, who turns, I think,
how old?
35 today. No, we were in school together in the late 70s, early 80s at Ohio State, and it's always been fun that he shares a birthday with both LeBron and Tiger Woods.
That's so true. Well, those guys.
Happy birthday, Bill.
They're looking up to him, aren't they?
Of course they are.
He was the original GOAT.
He is the GOAT.
Any other birthday shout-outs you need to give?
No, not yet. I'm just I'm a little antsy about this game tomorrow night. I'll be quite honest with you. It's going to be I think it's going to be a tougher game than a lot of Buckeye fans realize. I think this is a really good Miami team. At one point this year, I felt like it was Miami and Ohio State and everybody else. So we'll see where it goes. But
all right, we're going to get to that a little
we'll
bit.
We'll get there. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I still want to continue on with the Browns here too, and where we're going with this thing. So when we talk about where Kevin Stefanski now kind of is, and I thought it was interesting. You said, and I agree with you. Like, if there was a guy that was going to be gone at the end of the season. With the exception of Chud was like an outlier when he got fired. Remember?
Mike Pettine, too, I thought. That kind of came a little bit out of nowhere.
Well,
I didn't see because
Chud was the one that was really like, why? What?
I know, they just pulled the rug out from underneath.
Yeah, they were on the bus coming back from Pittsburgh, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah. Now, ownership was a little bit different then, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about this, though. You know, they've talked about exercising more patience as they've gone forward. You know, I think we forget sometimes that Barry and Stefanski got contract extensions, 16 months ago. I mean, there was still a belief then that these were the guys going forward. You've heard Dee and Jimmy talk about how smart these guys are, how they are still learning and what have you, still young in the game, right? Both Andrew and Kevin. So, yeah, I think Monday is going to be fascinating here, depending on what goes on Sunday.
I think I was looking yesterday. He is the ninth longest tenured coach in the NFL. And in that one through nine, all four of the AFC North coaches are in that longest 10-year period.
Right.
And in some ways, on Monday, like all four of those guys could easily be back.
Incredible.
All four of those guys could be gone.
Yeah. We'll split the difference and go one two
guy,
and two.
Yeah. Like, so in typical Browns fashion, it would be the other three would go. And Kevin would stay.
It didn't occur to me until Sunday when Jim Nance said that this is his 100th game. I was like, wow. 100 games already. I remember that news conference like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And then obviously these last 5 years have been strange with the COVID year and what have you. Time has turned into something different.
You watched the broadcast. I was there. I didn't. Yeah. Were there any interesting points that came out from Romo?
Yeah, I thought.
First of all, I thought it was crazy that we were the biggest game in the country.
I was stunned, by the way. I tuned in and saw that there was Nance and Romo, I'm like, wait.
It hit me like I just finished doing the pregame show, and I walked by and Romo was walking by, and I was like, wait a minute, this is the top game in the country?
Isn't that something? Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, you know, Philly at Buffalo was, but
but as far as CBS was concerned, that was their biggest one.
Yeah.
I think it was probably like 60 to 70% of the country had it.
Yeah.
At that game, I was looking at the national map.
I thought he framed it pretty well in terms of, and he talked a lot about watching a ton of film on Shador leading into the game, which is what they do, right?
Right.
But apparently he had watched, you know, like one of the more recent starts three times is what Nan said. Anyway, Romo came out of it saying, you know what? This kid's got a chance. And I think that's a very fair assessment of where he's at. I think from an outsider's view, we're all maybe a little bit too close to this at times, right? I think as an outsider to assess him and say, you know what? He's showing a lot of the trademarks of a franchise quarterback. He's got plenty to work on. Here's a lot of really good. Here's some stuff he needs to clean up. He's got a chance to be their guy going forward. Hallelujah. I think that's where we're at.
I think every week he chips away at the at that fifth-round pick moniker that stuck
out. Oh, yeah, which I still...
Every game he chips away at that. And people who are like, oh, fifth-round pick, that argument becomes, you know, less and less and less. And really, that's what he knew he needed to do when he got drafted. He knew it. He knew exactly what he had to do.
And I think we all knew that he wasn't a fifth-round pick, right? We knew all the other variables that were at play, right? His dad, the way he went about the recruiting/draft process. I mean, he was not doing it in the way a normal NFL player would do it. For obvious reasons, right? He's got a Hall of Fame dad who was his college coach. I mean, sure. This is a very different cat that you're dealing with here. So, again, I've been pleased with the progress that I've seen. I'd like to see some more. I think it's still a little bit too early to, you know, crown him as the guy. And again, we don't know who's going to be pulling the trigger on those decisions.
If they win again this week, does that change anything? I don't know what this game means. If you're Jimmy Haslam, I think your mind's made up. Josina Anderson keeps. I don't know if it's true or not. I keep reading some of the stuff that Josina said that, you know, the Browns management had talked to upper level people around the NFL about maybe perhaps becoming an advisor.
And they should.
Or something. Yeah, that's
what they
job.
Should do. That's what people do, right? You want to bring in people.
And there's also, there's an opening there. Paul DePodesta's gone. I mean, it doesn't. You can bring guys in as advisors at any point. Jeff brought it up yesterday that we're talking about Miami's guy. That he could be. You know, would you want another former general manager in the house while you're the current active?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
General manager.
I don't think you'd have anything to fear there. I mean, it would be obvious that he could be your successor. Yeah, but that's part of the game. And these guys know what, I mean, this is the way that world operates. It's a little bit different than what we deal with, right? In terms of in the civilian life, if you will, right?
There's paranoia in the workplace at all places when you think you might be getting replaced.
Right.
But in pro sports, it is just, it's over the top.
Which
sometimes.
Is why, though, I have been really amazed at the way these last few weeks have played out, though, Andy, because we haven't heard about any of that. We haven't heard about staffers, you know, looking to leave or, you know, lining up their next job. Yeah, there's been tons of rumors about Tommy Rees out there, and rightly so. He's one of the hot, you know, young coaching commodities in pro football. So, of course, there's going to be a little bit of chatter about him. But by and large, though, we haven't heard about, okay, you know, the obvious is coming. The axe is going to fall on January 2nd or January 5th, whatever it is, and everybody's going to be out the door. There hasn't been that feeling yet, and I'm still not there yet either.
Yeah, thinking back on, I'm not there either. I don't know, and I think there's some Browns fans that are like, he's done. We're done. I can't watch Kevin anymore.
And that's a knee-jerk reaction, too, and that's the passion of the fans, and that's what makes Browns fans so great, too, is that they wear their heart in their sleeve, but you can't be knee-jerk reactionary when you come to these kinds of major decisions, especially with a franchise that has gone through what this franchise has in the last 3 years, never mind the last 30, right? When you think about, and I know, and I go to the Westlake Rec Center, and I run into a bunch of people and have these these conversations where I kind of get cornered and I find myself having to defend Kevin Stefanski. He doesn't need me to defend him. When you think about all that they've had thrown at them in the last couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. Arguably the worst trade in NFL history, right? Obviously charged with then developing two rookie quarterbacks in the same season where you're supposed to win. It's impossible to do. Nobody does that.
And then the hard part for that on there was when they decided to trade Flacco. I brought this up yesterday too, but when they decided to trade Flacco, they made Gabriel the number one at that point. That meant Shador was one play away. And I just, this is the one big criticism I have of the team this year.
Shador
wasn't ready. Yeah. He wasn't ready. Yeah. And so like, if you're going to have two, and I could understand if one guy was a veteran, not giving him reps and not letting him do anything, but Shador should have been ready.
I think in hindsight, Andy, and I think you'll hear that in the off season. I think that'll be a chance for them to kind of, you know, write the record on that. And they'll say, yeah, you know what? In hindsight, we probably need to think about it differently in the future. Should we be
there? Because we were in a unique situation with two rookie quarterbacks.
As unique as you can have, exactly.
So I went back. I was just trying to remember what Josina had yesterday. And she said, I was told the Browns met with former general manager Chris Greer and Tom Telesco to gather perspectives and for exploratory talks on potentially adding senior voices per league sources.
So not necessarily them, but potentially other guys too. I mean, unclear, right? I mean, you know, per league sources, you know, I mean, if one of those guys want to say, yeah, I was interviewed with the Browns and I may, you know, be hired as a senior advisor, then I put a little more legitimacy into that report. Not to say that she doesn't have sources, because she does.
No.
Yeah. And she's very plugged in the league. Sure. So, but of course, I would hope the Haslams would be talking to people like that.
It's their
That's
job.
That's what you do. Yeah, That's I what know. You do. It's,
but then,
it's silly.
But the problem, I remember, go back to Deshaun Watson. It was their job to try to figure out how to upgrade the quarterback, no matter who the quarterback was. Your job is to always try to go out and get to be better and do better. And when they kicked the tires on Deshaun Watson,
he said no.
Yeah, and then and before he even had a chance to say no, their current quarterback was completely aggravated and said, I'm out of here, and went to social media. It was just like, and so then that's how I think we ended up in the position we were. This is the definition of insanity when it comes to what's going on. So just going back to Josina Anderson, because I went back to look just to see what she had today. Yesterday she had something a little bit later. This is the definition of insanity. If you read through her timeline, I don't see anything negative about Shador. I don't see anything like over the top, but I do see, you know, a lot of like, hey, look at this. This was a good play. Look at where you are right here. Blah, 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 blah. She then tweeted, her last tweet is, Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz is deserving of the credit today. Okay. I got no problem with that.
Me neither.
Yeah. I mean, look, they gave up, what, six points to the Steelers.
Great game plan. Yeah.
And then, like, the first response is, yeah, Shador, definitely not. I can't. This is what drives me crazy about social media. Okay, it's why I can't stand reading it.
Since we're at the end of the year, one of my New Year's resolutions, I'm going to unplug a little more than I have.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to. I just, it's not.
I saw you were on there last night about the Cavs. Yeah, and that's awesome stuff.
You know, I don't mind posting, you know, this and that, but I can't, you know, I find myself sometimes just scrolling away and I'm like, what are you doing, Withers?
Let me tell you what the greatest button in the history of buttons is.
Delete.
Mute.
Mute is good.
Mute is good. Because you know, you get, first of all, I'm just telling you, anybody that follows me that swears and drops the F-bomb on there, you're done. Okay. Like, I won't, even if it's a good thing, even if they say, Andy Baskin, you're the greatest.
You have a zero tolerance policy.
Just on that, I let it go. I'm like, I'm not going to read this stuff. If you can't take 2 seconds to put together an intelligent conversation, not that I don't use that word in my other life.
And listen,
if you really want me to believe in what you're saying and not think that you're a complete idiot, then I can't tell you how many people, and every once in a while, when you get tagged, I see these people it says one of those people has been blocked. I mean, it happens two or three times a day. Yeah. So,
and I like engaging with
not blocked, muted.
Muted, yeah. I like engaging with some of my followers too. There's some really,
I do too.
You know, there's some really smart people out there. People have been really kind to me over the years. But it's the ones that come back and are just trolling to trigger me, and they managed to do so. So that probably just prompted a few more.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about social media resolutions alone. All right, so would you be comfortable next year with the quarterback room of Sanders, Watson, and Gabriel? Think about that for a minute. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 11. Bill Rabinowitz, He's got the book Buckeye Brotherhood out there. Great stuff about Ryan Day.
Buckeye Bill.
And last year.
Oh, I bet. I'm sure
we'll get
great.
Into that. I mean, it was funny because Ryan referenced it after they beat Michigan. Unbelievable. And then Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press going to give us the other side of the coin when it comes to Miami and this Ohio State matchup. That's coming up at 1 o'clock.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.